On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora everybody, this is Silas Futura. I'm here to talk with Jess about the new Pluto EP, which has some of my favourite people on it and some of the most talented people I've ever met, and I'm so proud to be a part of it.
Why is it called Pluto?
I was beginning to write this character when I was still playing as Bo Bandy. And I was trying to figure out where I was going to go next. I obviously knew I didn't want to be Bo Bandy anymore. And so I was creating this like alien character that was basically like human, but set in the future after we've like populated all the planets. And so the idea was that this guy was from Pluto and that he was kind of like sick of the colonial power of Mars. So he was like the Robin Hood of the solar system.
Wow, I'm glad I asked that. That's such a story. I'm also terrified of aliens.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I'm glad you said human, so it's not like a creepy alien.
Yeah, nah, he's just a normal guy.
Yeah.
But I guess has more technology.
Yeah, wow, that's cool. Oh, what's that? Did you ever watch that TV show of like, it was like cartoon aliens and they went to school on a spaceship? I don't remember the name actually, but...
It does sound really familiar. I'm trying to remember.
It's like a green guy?
Oh. No, I actually can't.
Okay,
I can't.
Okay. Never mind.
But I'm going to go do some research because I really love sci-fi. I think that's why I ended up with Futura as a name.
Yeah. So is that something that has inspired your music?
For sure. Definitely. I think in the earlier days, I was trying to make like sci-fi soundtracks, like very like... heavy distorted horns like with heaps of space around them, and I tried to do that for a little while, but then I realized like there's a lot of other ways to hit sci-fi without being so on the nose about it, you know, like doesn't need to sound like a movie.
Are there like any particular movies that you're like, wow, that's an awesome soundtrack?
I reckon this is gonna sound so basic, but I reckon anything by Hans Zimmer is crazy.
Yeah. Like, you know? He's a legend for a reason.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Let's go into the first track, which is Best Side. What's the story behind that one?
That was basically like a really sunny day. And I was at the studio and I wrote the beat in like 2 hours. It was just done. And I was like, oh my goodness. Went out into the park, into Myers Park, which is just like just down from our studio. And I just sat in the sun and I wrote the whole song like right there. And it just felt like... you know that kind of analogy about like the grass is always greener on the other side? It was kind of like we're sitting on the other side and the grass is really green here and I just want everyone to be on the nice side, you know? It was just kind of like, do you feel like I do? I hope you feel like I do.
Living on the best side, I want you to stay. Living on the best side, call it what you may, but it's all right here. I've been laying it down for some time. Take me back to the bonfire. Take me back to when we was on the best side. I want you to stay. Living on the best side. Call it what you may, but it's alright here. I've been laying it down for some time. Take me back to the bonfire. Take me back to when we was on the best side. You're free to make the call. Don't feel like any part of me, don't you involve. We bite the bullet off. We fight to fill our cup. We push to live a little. They nip it in the butt. They live in past tense. We in the prison, love. That's where I feel the best. Mama told me if you wanna get to the future, then get used to make a lot of calls that gon' end up being fruitful. Only one way to the bottom. That's to never show up, to never show love. But I know that this right here don't come from anything we could call close to feel. I know I'm missing. You to stay. Living on the best side. Call it what you may, but it's alright here. I've been laying it down for some time. Take me back to the bonfire. Take me back to when we was on the best side. Never the same. nothing but wait. I'm gonna chase some tour to be part of. Running the part of a cheat and a warrior. Never the same, never the same.
Fuck it. I'ma be in trouble if I don't, so I love it. More than I'm afraid of falling under, so let's run it. Told me what's the issue, I've forgotten, I've forgotten. Told me what's the issue, I've forgotten, I've forgotten. Maybe I'm a danger to myself, run a number. Maybe no one ever does it well, I uncover. Told me what's the issue, I've forgotten, I've forgotten. Told me what's the issue, I've forgotten, I've forgotten.
Side, I want you to stay, living on the best side. Call it what you may, but it's alright here. I've been laying it down for some time. Take me back to the bonfire. Take me back to when we was on the best side. I want you to stay, living on the best side. Call it what you may, but it's alright here. I've been laying it down for some time. Take me back to the bonfire. Take me back to when we was on the best side.
So this next song is Lotus, and it's definitely one of the favorites for me off the EP. It's very stylistically different to the other songs, but it was from that sci-fi period, and it was kind of like a love song between these kind of like future kids.
You are my lotus flower, invading my mind again, taking control. Presence. I know it's selfish, I see your vision.
Last time that I felt my face, your vibe coming on echo. Got my head going on so no, got my head going on so no. Gotta feel that I don't know, how I know that I don't know. Learn a little bit more, no, if I go no, so strong. Last time that I felt my face, your vibe coming on echo. Got my head going on so no, got my head going on so no. Gotta feel that I don't know, how I know that I don't know. Learn a little bit more, no, if I go no.
Okay, so the next one is Breathe with Fable. Fable.
Oh, he is honestly the coolest.
So good.
That's my brother. I really love you. I love you, Fable. You're the man. So this was one of the earliest tracks we worked on was Breathe, and I think it was like late 2018 or late 2019, and yeah, Fable came through, and it was just like instant, you know, like he already had written something by the time I had like left the room and come back. It seems to be a very common trait for Fable, like he doesn't really take a lot of time to write, and he writes really potent lyrics, so like I love working with him every time. And this is probably the most like, this is the closest to that concept. This is about like us going on a robbery together.
It feels so good when I'm a menace. Tell me what would you do? Oh baby, no one telling me what to do. It feels so good when I'm a menace. I'm thinking my words. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Tell me where the bounty at? Oh bang, go. No pinpoint on the man's, I'm the enemy. Take my team around about, now they mad at me. Federales wonder why my finest through the canopy. I never know how to listen. My family told me whispers. The Gabby don't like the way I see to embody the competition. That's a shame, they had to spit me out. When I told them about a better Pluto, couldn't hear me out. Yeah. Well, tell me what's changed. Another frontier, another rich oligarch in charge. So I'm stealing from them all. Got Fable up in the starship, heading toward the colonies of Mars, singing off with their heads. Called the Emperor's Bluff. Swear to God, I got a coffin, gonna lock them in. Nice and cozy with a Molotov. Leave them to the dogs. Man, these planet leaders better learn to dodge. It feels so good when I'm a menace. Tell me.
Post another post, yeah, I'm a lolly rapper. Mom told me head up young, whippersnapper. Coast to coast, yeah, I'm living life proper. Bandy on the drum, so you know it's clever. Naughty in the back like we got the copper. Stripping all the wire for an extra dollar. Really from the dirt, I don't know better. Never going back, won't pull a runner. Stone cold, a stunner. Stone cold, but I'm a stunner, ay. A stone cold. I'm a stunner, ay. Stone cold. Stunner, ay. Stone cold.
It feels so good when I'm a menace. Tell me what would you do?
Atamaria is one that I wrote in lockdown, and one of the last songs to actually be finished before recording. And this song, I think, is probably the closest I've ever come to writing about love as well. I think I really struggle with love songs. I feel like they're a bit like bleh.
Yeah.
So yeah, this one was kind of like looking at it from the like overthinking romantic relationships and like, am I okay? Am I doing enough? Is like, is this enough? Da da da. Partially personal, but more just like as a concept. And yeah, the whole idea of like this right now, this is everything, you know, like let's just really enjoy now. Like we don't have to think about tomorrow or yesterday. Yeah, so this is Atamaria.
You're going about it like you wanna go there. This is everything.
last time that it bloomed out, yeah. Heart pumped up and grooved out, yeah. Making the moves, trying to do right by you. Said it's natural, natural in the movies. But catch 22 for the true me. Maybe I think too much on it. Maybe I gave my life to the grid. Maybe I like my life this way. Maybe real love is all a myth. Maybe I said all there is to say, yeah. Come on now, when did you leave? I know that it hurts to never have new me. But baby, I'm trying hard to improve me. Jumping and bumping around, come on now, we're too deep. Still find many problems to confuse me. I'm more of a problem than most. Why on earth did you choose me? It's all I can do to love myself. I'm fighting inside to find my health. Can't really say it's easy, but baby, I'm right here all for now.
Yeah, Snapper. The song's with Polly Hill. And this is, like, honestly one of my favorites as well. I know I say that about all the tracks, but, like, everyone is so my favorite for a different reason. And, yeah, Snapper's really cool because, like, it was a 30-second song and we were recording. And Polly was chilling with us in the studio the whole week while we were recording. And it was so much fun because, like, Polly and I went to school together in Warkworth. And so, yeah, so we started chatting about stuff, and we were chatting about how, like, you've got to really, like, back yourself and, like, be proud of where you're going and, you know, like, not let the struggle get in the way or let it identify you, I guess. And we had this really deep chat, and anyway, like, the next day, Polly had a verse for Snapper that was, like, so perfect to that conversation. I really love it.
Let you fight on your border. Baby, I've come alive.
All that shit that you once hated about yourself became the very thing you celebrated. Why? I wish I realized that sooner. Expectations on my generation, like, okay, boomer. Rumor has it, though, the change is on the precipice. So less of this emphasis on fronting like a pessimist. Just to soften blows. All the times I gotta know was a lesson or a blessing. Manifesting in a rotten wall. So, it's no more pee yelling out, poor me. I mean, the truth is corny. But sometimes we find ourselves addicted to a narrative of pain and perplexity. Just to add some character. Yeah, I took a couple L's on the chin just to walk away with a way thicker skin. I count my blessings, though, now where do I begin? Even coming off wins was a win. I used to roll around the town like it's what was me. Just found out I'm exactly who I'm supposed to be. Extra, extra, read all about it. I used to hate my baggage, now what would I be without it, huh?
Let you fight on the border. Baby, I've come alive. The bell, tell me something, isn't it mine?
long player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.